Joining us right now is said Mr. Frank Vassera. Frank, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. So what happened last night? What came down that the? Explain the whole thing for everybody.
Yesterday afternoon, it was I received information that, well, I received a copy of the letter that was sent to Utica Mayor David Raffaro, and if you'd like, I can read a portion of it.
Yes, please.
It's dated June 27th, and Dear Mayor Raffaro, and this the heading on this is the New York State Department of Health, and I'll read portions of it. Dear Mayor Raffaro, by this letter, the New York State Department of Health, Bureau of Emergency Medical Services, is notifying the city of Utica that it may no longer operate an ambulance service as defined in the public health law. Accordingly, your fire department must stop responding to emergency medical calls with an ambulance vehicle and transporting patients to a hospital effective 12:01 a.m. July 1st, 2011. And it goes on, and it says, the city does not possess the authority to operate an ambulance service. Accordingly, the department is requiring the city fire department to cease ambulance service operation effective 12:01 a.m. July 1st, 2011.
And so that's Friday.
Yes. Yep. So, that is.
It just seems so sudden to everybody, I think, that this is that just happened, and they're only giving them really 3 days.
Well, it's been a number of years. The city has received a stay during all their appeals processes. However, this New York State legal opinion that came down from the New York State Supreme Court apparently was the final final thing needed to have the state come in and to end the service.
Now, this is a quote from the Utica OD from the mayor. This is a travesty for the city of Utica. And he believed the state was acting arbitrarily, and the citizens of Utica should be outraged by this. Do you agree with that?
I think just the opposite. This is one of the structural changes that is needed that I've been talking about for over 3.5 years to the city budget. Sustaining this huge loss and drain on taxpayers from our budget for this huge overtime, and just, again, I'll give a quick background. Back when Fire Chief Frank Meza was chief, he retired. He began his retirement in 2004. And in 2004, the overtime in the fire department was only $298,000. Fire Chief Brooks came on board, and in 2005, got the fire department into three businesses, the ambulance business, the codes business, and the codes inspection business, and since then the overtime has shot up to averaging over $1 million a year, which is about $800,000 extra, which is unsustainable. I'm surprised that we've been able to sustain it for this long, and to have this type of unsustainable overtime. It was one of the structural changes that I wanted to make in the budget, and now the state has certainly helped out in that effort.
I was trying to explain the story to a couple people last night, and they said, "Well, is it making the city money?" And you know, it varies from person to person that you talk to. You say it loses money for the city, but the fire officials will say, "No, that's not true. It makes money." What's the actual numbers, and what's the truth on this?
Well, if you look at the statements, depending on who you talk to and on what day you talk to that person, Utica Fire Chief Russ Brooks himself, when you ask him what the fire department makes, you'll get anywhere from $250,000 at one point, up to $1 million, and that, when you have that wide a swing, and depending again on the day that you ask the question, doesn't lend itself to fact. Nothing has ever been put in writing from an outside accountant to come up with anything close to that. But even if it did, let's say you made $1 million a year. You have $800,000 in extra overtime. So if you subtract that, if the city gets out of those three businesses, you're down to $200,000.
Right.
And that doesn't count the wear and tear on the vehicles. Recently, the last council meeting, the fire department is going to purchase two new trucks, and their value is $1.2 million. One's a hook and ladder, and the other one is a pumper. I tried to modify the legislation before it went through. I voted on it anyway, but I tried to modify the legislation and amend it by saying that these two vehicles would be exempt from going out on inspection calls because I think it would be totally inappropriate to have two brand-new vehicles like that to go stop and go to collect a $40 fee to do code inspections. That was defeated, unfortunately.
You know, Frank, I got to ask a question. Why is the fire department doing the code inspections with the trucks?
The chief says that the city's saving money because the firemen are already there. They hop on the truck, and they have to be ready for a call, and that's true. But don't forget, when you add that to the other things that the fire department does, it takes these for education purposes and training purposes. When you add the extra wear and tear on the vehicle to go for a codes inspection, that stop-and-go traffic, or even if you leave the engine on, I think it is just a total inappropriate way to use an expensive vehicle like that for something that should be done with a four-cylinder car.
I just don't know what I'm talking about, but shouldn't the codes department be in charge of doing the codes inspections and not the fire department?
Yes, and here's one of the ironic things, Mark.
I just don't understand.
In this age when everybody's talking about consolidation, it seems that the city of Utica just goes in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And we're duplicating services, and it doesn't make sense a lot of times when you're asking the state to consolidate and to help us, relieve us from some of the mandates and consolidate in other areas, but we don't do it ourselves in the most obvious places.
I had a caller call in last week, Frank, and I was kind of had to defend you on this, that he said Frank Fusera hates the fire department, and that's why he wants to shut down the academy.
That's totally... I have the highest regard for the firefighters in the city, the highest regard, and that's why I think it's... I am so concerned, because it's like anything else. When you see something that you have, and you have a jewel, and our fire department is a jewel, but it's being mismanaged, and I think that's what really is probably one of my basic concerns. When you see something being misused that should not be misused, that should be treasured and should be used in a positive way and not squandered on things that it should not be doing. It's the mismanagement that's the problem. It's not the fire department. It's the mismanagement of the fire department.
So for the record, officially, Frank Fusera does not hate the fire department. And
I kind of got repeatedly for years.
And I kind of got in an argument with the guy because he was arguing the case about shutting down the fire academy, how it would, you know, destroy that neighborhood, and there's businesses that depend on it. And, you know, I was like, I don't think Frank, you know, so I had to kind of get into an argument and play devil's advocate on your side. So what does this mean? How much money of this is in the budget already for the ambulance service? And I'm assuming the budget's got to be kind of totally redone now to spread that money around.
Well, what I immediately did yesterday when I received this information, I contacted Peter Fiorello, our city budget director, and asked him to come up with a report for the council and to present it at our next meeting to give us an overview of where we are. Don't forget, we have three quarters to go. This budget is really right now. The current budget is irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's meaningless. So we're going to have to start from scratch, and we have to do this right now. So I've asked him to come up with a report so that the council has an idea of where we are and where we need to go. So we can form an orderly exit strategy because of this change, of the structural change to our budget.
How much? How much is the ambulance service? How much of the budget is part of it?
These are one of the things that that the council really needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
How big a hole is that going to prepare? It's like anything else. I mean, when you find something else like this, it's like withdrawal. The first year is going to be very tough to get over it, so we can make the proper adjustments for next year. The budgets to prepare in a regular full year.
So we're not going to see a direct impact from this decision in this year's budget?
Definitely.
No, we will.
We are, because I believe so. Well, I just don't know what that impact will be, and that's what Peter Fiorello hopefully will be able to come up with and give us a scenario of what changes and what direction the city and the council has to go in order to brace for this. The second thing I did, I contacted Kunkel Ambulance and asked them July 1st, would they be ready to take over all the services in the Utica? And I was assured by Kunkel that it would be a seamless transition. They're ready, willing, and able to fill the gap, and they were not hesitant at all.
And what do you think? What do you say to people that say that Kunkel Ambulance is a monopoly in the city of Utica for ambulance service, and that the city ambulance may be losing money, but at least it's an alternative?
Well, I don't think taxpayers are in the business to underwrite losses. Nobody else would do it. Anybody else's business. If you have a full time job, Mark.
Yep.
If you went into and say your family decided to go into a side business after hours, ice cream or whatever, and it wasn't making money, you would have no one to go to underwrite those losses. However, in city government or in government itself, many people feel it's okay to pass a burden onto the taxpayers that they would never entertain for themselves.
It's going to be interesting. I was shocked, man. Honestly, I was shocked about that news. So starting on Friday, the City of Utica Ambulance Service is no longer able to operate. Now, are they able to come back after a court ruling? I know the mayor said they're going to appeal this one. But when you look at the lawyer fees and how much the city's paid out on this already, it seems like it's like one of those things where you should just cut your losses and move on.
Well, that's my position too, Mark. I think it's irresponsible to put the taxpayers in another situation whereby they're going to have to put good money after bad. And one of the suggestions that I think would be appropriate, the outside attorney in this case, I believe her name is Mary Roach,
mm-hmm.
and in the newspaper, I think it was yesterday, expressed total confidence that she would win on appeal. My position on this is if she's that, well, obviously she was confident that she would win this case, and that didn't happen. But if she's truly confident that she would win the appeal, then I would like to see her take this case on contingency. And instead of just doing hourly, give her a half of what the settlement is, or give it all to her.
Yeah.
But to go ahead and put this on the hourly for the taxpayers to pay for, I think is inappropriate at best.
Utica Common Councilman Frank Fassara, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be looking for more news on the situation as it develops.
Mark, I'd like to make one more remark.
Sure, go
this.
For it.
This will cut overtime, but it also will cause, I believe, Kunkel to hire, add to their fleet, and to hire new folks. Again, I'll find out more about that, but that's certainly on the plus side also.
Are any of the EMSs, I mean, how many people from the fire department are actually going to lose their jobs because of this move? Like,
No one will lose their jobs. The only thing that the taxpayers gain this. The loss of overtime will cause them not to have to fund this, and that will affect the tax rate. So that's good news for the taxpayer. It's good news for the fire department in that no one loses their jobs. It doesn't affect anything but the overtime, which also is good for the taxpayer because it doesn't boost up anybody's overtime rates for the for their retirement. Right. So that's another plus for the taxpayer.
Excellent. All right, Frank, thanks so much.
Thank you.